We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. Om Rav Zeru, Anoch Hazite L'Rav Avo, I saw Rav O, the Shot Ba'am Bati, he was swimming, floating in a bathtub. V'lo Yadanoi Okar Ilokar, we're not, I'm not sure if he picked up his feet or not. Because if someone picks up his feet, the halacha is, you're not allowed to float in a river on Shabbos. That's the halacha, and the reason is, because a person might start feeling that he's gonna drown, and he's gonna make a fashion like a little raft, and it's iser to make a raft. It's iser to make a kli on Shabbos. Therefore, the masakin now let us swim in a nahar on Shabbos. And his question was: he saw him swimming in an ambati. So he wasn't sure. Is the pshat he held that I was mutter to swim in an ambati because that's not like a big nahar. It's not like a big river. It's not so dangerous in a little pool. It was a pool in the ground. But it's not so dangerous, a pool in the ground. And therefore, it's no chash of maybe you're going to make a raft. Or, Hitaka wasn't swimming, he was just walking, he was just walking, waiting and standing in the water. He wasn't actually floating. So he saw him, he wasn't sure if he picked up his legs or not. So Dr. Gemara, it's possible he didn't pick up his feet. Why? We have a braisa, the time, we have a braisa. Lo yoshet odom abrecha melayamayim. A person should not swim in a little pool full of water, but filo emedes bechotze, even if it's in Rishis Yachid. Because in Rishis Rabim, you can hear that you might spritz water out of the pool, and that's carrying fuamis. But even if you're in a chotze, it's all Rishis Yachid. Still, it says in the Brayse, you're not allowed to do it. So you see, you're not allowed to swim in a little pool. So it's possible Rav Avo must have not picked up his legs and swam, because you're not allowed to swim. It's a first of Brayse. So it's more like Kasha. That Brayse, that Asard, is not out making a raft. There is a different reason why it's also. The less legadude, ha is legadude. In the case that Bryce says it's also, it's talking about it does not have a rim around it. It doesn't have a rim, and therefore it's also. Mashayin can hear this pool did not had a rim, therefore it's better. What's the mile having a rim around it? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that if it has no rim, so it turns out it's very muddy as you go out. And while you're coming out, you might stick your feet into the mud, and it'll be doimed to lush. And therefore it's also. But here in the case of Rav Avo, it had a rim around it, so it was no shy of the mud, of like being megavel, of kneading mud while you walked out. The second pshat Rashi is that if it has no rim, it looks more like a river. And you might get mixed up and say that just like a river, you're just like you let us swim here, you let us swim in a river, and you're not allowed to swim in a river. Therefore you wouldn't be able to swim in this either, because it's all part of that gzeirah. But if it has a rim, it's more daima to a kli, and therefore, by a kli, it's possible there's no gzeira, and therefore it's more daima to that. Like upon him, so that would be the chilek between the two things. Zokta Gemara Vaita. In halacha lemaisa anyway, there's other reasons why a person shouldn't swim, even if you're going to say that, comes from this Gemara, that in a regular pool, swimming pool, there's no chash of making a raft, because it has a rim around it, and therefore there's no chash. But there could be a different reason, other reasons why now let us swim on Shabbos, or maybe out of the Dechol, and maybe out of Schita, and different other problems. Ayin, Simen, Shin, and Shin Lamertes discussed, and Shin Chavav, Ayin Shom. So, the Gemara Vaita. Once you mention Rav Zeru, you have another member from Rav Zeru. No Shaykh is the Bishel. I'm Rav Zeru. Anoch Hazit L'Ravo, Shaniach, and Shaykh is Rechitz, no Issa Rechitz on Shabbos, no Shaykh is the Shabbos. I saw Rav Avo when he was in the bathhouse that he covered, or by the nahar, by the river, that he covered himself by his waist, by his private parts, by his waist. He covered himself. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he touched himself or not. It's possible he didn't touch himself in that spot, because the Gemara says, it's a Gemara Nida, the time of the Nebraisa. Raleza Eimer Kol Oiches Ba'amo Mashtin. Anyone goes to the bathroom by hold touching himself. Kilu Meiv Mabel Oilam. Kilu brought a Mabel to the world. And Rashi explains the reason is because there's a Chashash Hira when he touches himself, and he come to the day Keri, and that's the Kilkel of Dara Mabel. So it's possible he didn't touch himself. So Amavaya, no, here, there might be a head to touch yourself. Amavaya, the reason why he was covering himself is because it's Nias. Just the question was, he says, I know he covered himself because it's Nias, because he was out in the open, but I'm not sure if he touched himself or not. Right tomorrow, of course he didn't touch himself. You're not allowed to touch yourself. Oh, but you know, it could be here, it could be allowed to touch. Maybe it's like a Berleshes. So tonight, I'm learning to the Mishnah of Arizara. The Berleshes, Shenichas Leir, if you have an army that came into the city, B'Shah Shalom, if it's in peacetime, then Chavius P'sucha is to open bottles of wine, Asuras. Nemanot's also Yain Esach, because for sure they took some wine, they touched some wine. But Stumais, if the barrels are still Sasim Mataras, if it's still closed, sealed shut, it's Mutter. The wine is Mutter. But B'Shah's Machama, when it's middle of wartime, Eilvil and Mataras, they're both Mutter. Why? They have no time to pour any wine to Vizara. They're running for their life. Alma Kim de Beisi, since someone when someone's scared, Lo Manaski, he's not thinking about Yain Esach. Hakinami, if he's in the river, Kim de Beis, since he's scared, Lo Asa Laruri, he won't come to day here, he won't come to carry. Because he's so worried about his toiveling, about his swimming in the Nahar, washing himself in the Nahar. And the Gemara elaborates, so what is he scared of exactly? B'susa Denari is scared of the water. He might drown the water. He's scared about drowning the water. Therefore, he's very scared, and therefore, we're not worried about her. Faith the Gemara Kasha, a different problem. So he's saying he's covered himself because of Tznius. And even if he touched himself, there's a Malkum Het here because it's like Berleshes. Faith the Gemara, a different problem. Ain't he? Anyone who covers himself in the bathhouse, it covers his private parts. Kilu kaifa brasha ravino. It's kilu is kaifa in the bris. It looks like he's embarrassed that he has a bris. You're not allowed to cover yourself. So it's more like kasha. It depends. Ha kinachas. When you're going down into the water and it's not klapei ha'am, it's not facing facing the people. So then he shouldn't cover himself because if he covers himself, it looks like he's embarrassed of a bris. Because no inyan it's when you're going into the water. But Hakisalik, when he's coming out of the water, which I was talking about Rav Avos, when he's coming out of the water, when he's facing the people, there you should cover yourself out sneers. And the more example of the Marayim, how they fear Zech when they went into the water. Kihad Rava, when Rava used to go down into the water, Shachi, he used to bend down. So what's Pshat in Rava? Because Rava held maybe he's a little Indian at sneers, even going down in the water, and he held bending down is not the same type of shash. That looks like even Kaifa and Brisha of Ramavino. You're not covering your hand, just bending down. But Rav Zera Zakif, he stood straight when he went down. He didn't want to look like a Kaifa and Brisha of Ramavino when he's going down to the water. Rabban de Rav Ashi, Kikonachsi, when they came out, Zakvi. Kikonachsi, when they went down to the water, Zakvi, they stood up straight. They weren't embarrassed. Kikosalki, when they came out, Shachi, they bent down. And that's how they covered themselves. They never covered themselves with their hands. They didn't want to even come to any chash of kaifa of brisa of Ramavino. So when they came out, they bent down, they crouched, and therefore they were more tznius that way. So we mentioned Rav Zera, two members of Rav Zera, so we're going to continue with more stories of Rav Zera. Rav Zera, he wanted to go move to Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Yehuda, his Rabbi, his shita was, that you're not allowed to leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, because he learned from a pasuk that once they went into Galus, you shouldn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Zera became a shtamit Rav Yehuda. Rav Zera was planning to go on moving to Eretz Yisrael. From then on, he tried to keep away from Rav Yehuda. The boiler basically already Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda didn't hold of that. I'm Rav Yehuda. Kol oil bavel Eretz Yisrael oivah ba'asei. Anyone who leaves Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael is oivah ba'asei. Shenam says in the pasuk, Bavel lo yevohu. You're going to come to Bavel v'shama you, and that's where you should be. So, but he didn't want to get near Rabbi Yehuda because he's scared. Rabbi Yehuda would tell him he has to stay and he has to listen to his Rabbi. Therefore, he tried not to get too close to Rabbi Yehuda. But he said, let me get one more thing from Rabbi Yehuda. Oma, Ezel Eshmeni Milsa, let me go and try to hear from him one more Dvar Halacha before I go to Eretz Yisrael. Basically, I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. Ozal, he went. Ashke the Koye Bebani, he found him. He was in the bathhouse. And he heard him telling his Shamish, come with the Shame, heard him telling him four things. First of all, Vilu Nasa, bring me soap. Have you alluded to Sarik, Master? Bring me a brush, put a comb. Pasuk for Maicha Fika Habla. He tell him, by the way, it's a good for you. Open your mouth. Let the steam come in. Let the steam come into your guf. It's very good for you. And the fourth thing what he told him was, the Ishtoi, Mimaya the Bein Bani. Drink some water from the bathhouse. Which doesn't mean the dirty water from the bathhouse. It means the water that's warmed up, the hot water that's warmed up from the bathhouse. Take a drink from that as well. And Betzem, the Yaivitz asked, what do you mean? How do you drink water? You can't make a bracha. So the Yaivitz actually in the back, he asks his kasha, can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha in a bathhouse. So the Yaivitz says it's sad that maybe you don't make a bracha in such a case, ayin sham. But it's a kasha you have to handle. But like upon him, he heard four things. He heard these four things from Rav Yehuda, Rav Zera. Rav Zera heard from Rav Yehuda these four things. Omar, he said, if I just came to hear this, it would be worth it. So Gemara explains, what's so special about these four memories? So Bishloima Haviu Nasa Via Masriak, he said, bring soap and bring a comb. Kamash Walon, that even though he said it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not a problem. You let us say Dvarim Shachel, mundane things in Lashon HaKodesh, even in the mikvah, even though it's Lashon HaKodesh. Kamash Walon Dvarim Shachel Mutlo Amram Lashon HaKodesh. You let us say mundane things, even in Lashon HaKodesh and the Mechitz. The third thing, Paschal Pumaychov Afiko Havla Nami, we understand what that. What's good about that memra? Because Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Havla Mapik Havla. When you bring in steam into yourself, that's Mitzi Hevel. And the Gemara holds that taking out steam, taking out Zeya is very good for the guf. And the way you sweat is by drinking hot drinks. Elo, that they said Ishtu Mai the Bebani, that you have to take a drink, Malamayu. So what's that? What's special about a drink? So Gemara answers, yes, the Tanya Lutan Abraisa, different halachas the Abraisa teaches us about Bria Saguf. First of all, Achal Oishas, if someone eats a suda, doesn't drink, Achila Saidam. His Achila is like death, it's like blood. Vizeo Tchilos Chamayim, that causes stomach problems. You have to drink a lot. We add this in Brachas also. Achav Loi Halach Arba Amos, if he ate a big suda and then doesn't walk 4 hours, he plops right into bed, Achila Samar Keves. His food rots in his stomach. Vizeo Tchilos Reach Ra. And this causes Reach Ra, which Rashi teaches Reach HaPeh, causes bad breath. If you know people who go straight into bed, they burp away. It's a reich ra. Hanitzroch l'nekava. Someone has to go to the bathroom, va'ochal, and he eats before going to the bathroom. It's like a tana that you warmed up on top of old afer, old ash, which is no good. This causes your body to sweat with smelly sweat. This is what they get asked. Let's say you took a hot shower, you didn't drink water. That's like you warm up the tana from outside, not from the inside. You have to drink water also, get the inside going also. Rochatz b'chamim l'nishtatef b'tzayne, and someone took a hot shower and didn't go afterwards into the cold water, when you make a barzel, a metal thing, it's supposed to put into cold water afterwards. So if you don't go yourself into cold water, it's like that. Rochatz v'soch, if you washed and you didn't smear yourself with oil, it's like putting water on top of the chavis and not inside it. It's useless. It has to go inside. And the only way you go inside is by smearing yourself with oil. That brings the juices inside. And a lot of these things are stano ativim, like the Ram says, that the Sfarim speak out. But this is what the Gemara says, all these things. There is one of these halachas that are pretty negeya. It says here that achav lo yishasa is no good. There is a tzad, the Urayim holds, that you're not even chayiv benching the raisa without drinking. Because one of the v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, he learns that v'savata means to drink, and therefore, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah Kuf Satek Zayin, such a thing that you have to drink. It's very important to drink by a suda. Back upon him, that was the things Rav Zeir heard from Rav Yehuda, all very important things about Bria Saguf. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says Malir Hagaruf, Malir. And we'll see soon, antichi are a type of kalim that you warmed up water. It's like an urn. We call it an urn. You just put it on the fire. But there are different types. Malir, we'll see from the Gemara, the malir is something that the heat element was put on the outside of the keli. Picture like a pot, and it has a little like porch sticking out of the pot, and in there were the coals. That's how the pot was warmed up. That's called malir. And antichi is machlokes the Gemara, what it means exactly. But here, malir hagaruf, if you did shahiyah with a malir that was the coals were taken out, that's shoysim enam Shabbos. You let a drink on it on Shabbos. But antichi, which is very, very hot, avish grufa, even took the cholam out, ain't shoysim enam, you can't drink from it on Shabbos. And Rashi learns at sugya havat tmono, that malir hagaruf, it's not atmono hamois of hell anymore, because you took the coals away, it's not adding heat. Mashaykin antichi, which is so hot, even if you take the coals away, it's still giving heat, and therefore it's like atmona hamaisiv hevel, and it's aser. The Rishonim will ask Rashi lechayr. Taisa speaks about this. The lechayr has a shayach to have atmona over here. It's not completely covered, but I am Taisvis. But that's Rashi. How Rashi learns that shalav maisiv hevel. Some liar garuf is amaisiv hevel. You drink from it. Antichi is so hot. Even if you take the coals out, it's still called maisiv hevel. Now, Moros explained what type of kalim these are, what type of utensils, what type of pots these are. Hechidam, Mali Agarif, what's a Mali Agarif? Tana, Mayim, Mefnim, Chol, Mechutz. The water's on the inside of the pot, and on the outside, there's a little base kibble that holds the Chol on the outside. What's a tinchi? It's machlokes, antichi. Rav amar bekiri. It's a type of a kira, picture like an oven. And under the oven is the fire. And inside the space of the oven is a special place we keep water. And the fire is under it. Under it. That's a bekiri. Ranachem Yitzchak amar is a bei dudi. It's like a big pot that has like a double floor, like a double bottom. And in between the two layers on the bottom, there's coals. So Manda Amar, and the Mishnah said that the Antichi even take the coals out. They can't use it on Shabbos because it's Moisef Havel. So Manda Amar, the Manda Amar says that Beidoidi is also has a lot of heat. Kolshken Beikiri. Beikiri is definitely hotter since that's a very thick wall. It's an oven. It's an oven wall. And there's always fire in there. That's for sure hot. Manda Amar Beikiri, but a whole of Beidudi loyal. Beidudi is like a Maliar. And it'll be Mutter because it's not Moisef Havel. Regular Beidudi, even though it has the fire in the bottom, that's not Tanya for Rav Nachman. Don't think of Nachman that a Beidudi alone, which is Antichi, is a Beidudi, is also is alone Usser. Because the Bride says, Antichi, Apish, a group of Ktum, even though he took the coals out, in Shoysimeno on Shabbos, and I'll drink from it, Wapish, and a Choshta, which Rashi Taichi means the bottom, Mechamon, so warms it up. You see, even though it's not a Kira, just a pot that has a bottom, that it's on the bottom, it's not on the outside, it's on the bottom, that's enough to make it very hot, and you're not going to be able to do shehi on it on Shabbos because it's like Atmana HaMoisef Hevel, like Rashi learns.